You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It is a Tuesday afternoon. Let's check the agricultural energy markets on the phone line. Steve Platt, he's at Archer Financial Services in Chicago, Illinois. Thanks, Steve, for taking the time. It's kind of been busy in the agricultural energy world. 20 plants across the United States have been idled, and I suppose they're mostly at hot idle, for ethanol out of about 200 that service our needs around the nation.
Certainly, it's been a reflection of the tight corn supply situation, more so than prices. You're actually seeing the lower production levels actually help out some of the break-evens on some of the the ethanol plants. And that, I think, is helping restore some balance to the market.
Yeah, we can see that reflected, I suppose, in the spread between wholesale and ethanol, wholesale gasoline prices, or the RBOB, and lead month ethanol, which is now, what, around 66 cents?
Yeah, that has certainly been a factor contributing to some of the better margins we've seen. Also, you've seen some weakness in nat gas, and power prices have been helping out in terms of maintaining margins as well.
And some of those plants, I think, but and I don't know whether you'll know this or not, have been retooling to take a bit more, extract a bit more corn oil out of their particular end products so that they can sell that off in another place.
Well, that certainly is helping in terms of some of the byproducts, helping to provide the better margins that we've seen.
I will make one note for the hog producers, the end users there. If you're looking at DDGs that are coming from a plant that is extracting more corn oil or the fats from their solubles, 6 to 9% in the way of fats coming off of your DDGs is perfectly fine, according to Hans Stein, for hog and swine production. If it gets down to 2 or 3%, then you have to a problem and you have to do some adjustment. But you do have to apparently put a little lysine in with that as well. Take a look at the world market for energies at this time. What does it tell you about supply of crude oil coming into the springtime?
Well, it actually has seen a somewhat tight situation actually evolve, particularly in the products. We've seen the cracks, particularly for gasoline, move sharply higher. And a lot of that coming off the closure of some refineries on the East Coast, lower import levels into the East Coast, creating a tight situation for the gasoline. The crude market has helped, has basically kept pace. And some of that, I think, reflects the world economic climate, which has gotten a little bit better. Nevertheless, I'm still looking as we move into the springtime, the supply of crude getting increasingly better, that we'll see a surplus situation evolve on a global basis, and certainly we continue to see a little bit better availability in the U.S. as the new sources of production, particularly out of the Bakken Basin, come online.
Thank you so much for taking the time with us today.
No problem. Have a great day.
You too. That's Steve Platt. He's with Archer Financial Services and joins us from their Chicago office. I'll be back in a couple of minutes. We'll talk with Don Day of Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, about the latest weather forecast.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.